Boom. Hey, we're back. David. I wanted to connect with you on the Winject Studios episode. And we're talking about commitment today. And I thought of you because you have been committed to branding, building, rebranding, and supporting entrepreneurs for a number of years. And if anyone doesn't know David, you need to know David. You need to connect with David. You need to follow his work. You need to subscribe to his newsletter. Go to his website, Rise Above the Noise, and buy his book, Brand Intervention, because he's awesome and he's an awesome human. And welcome to the show, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's a beautiful, beautiful. As you can see, it's a stunningly. Just here. Let me see. Oh, there's some of the just
there you go. There you go.
There we go. So yeah, so it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, and it's absolutely glorious. And yeah, man, I'm doing fabulously well. I'm doing fabulously well, and it looks like it's the summer. It's the summer when we're getting to sort of spread our wings a little bit, sort of, kind of.
Kind of, sort of, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
The theme this week, David, is commitment. And I know you've been committed to branding for a long time, dedicated to the idea that a small inspiration can lead to big results. And I know that you've gotten results over time, over and over again. And I wanted to ask you, what is it that allows you to inspire people to think about branding and the way branding works? And I like your video on your website, the ROI, the return on
inspiration. Return on ingenuity. Return on ingenuity. That's right. Yeah.
And I think it takes a little bit of ingenuity for a brand to really spread their wings and expand. And in this day and age, there's so many places to go, so many formats, so many, different considerations. So how does somebody have to think about the commitment to the brand as they move forward in these adventures, whether it's video, audio, social media, posting, content creation?
100%.
What's the commitment need to be?
100%. Well, the first thing is one, I'll use the basketball analogy. You don't go on a basketball court and stand around and go, when's somebody going to pass me the ball? You'll be benched really fast, okay? Entrepreneurialism and branding and business is the same way. You don't go up and go, you generate, you are proactive, you interact, you can't go on autopilot, and you can't show up with the idea that, well, what I'm offering is great, and others are just through a sheer act of mental telepathy will detect that awesomeness and want to inhale it and just get that contact buzz from being in my awesome presence. It's like, let's get over it. It's like, look, here's the deal. Some people have heard me say this, not everybody, but I sometimes am asked, I said, what was the biggest blind spot for me, or the biggest Achilles heel I had? I actually had talent. Mm-hmm. My talent was the only thing that I knew. That's all I knew. For the first 15 years of my career, been doing this for 41 years, for those that are just don't know that. So for the first 15 years, I was, reliant only on my talent is the answer to everything. I'm a good designer. I know shape and color and form and this and that and the other and typography and all these various things. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I didn't know about negotiating. I didn't know about customer service. I didn't know about how to structure a project well. I didn't know how to plan it out for the long term. I didn't know. There were so many things I didn't know. I didn't know when to walk away from a deal, when there was just an absolutely terrible foundation for a relationship. And so many things I didn't know that undermined my ability to function as an entrepreneur. So the thing is that's why I say that my talent was my blind spot. Yeah, I had talent, but I thought that would answer. I thought that was the cure all for everything, and it wasn't. So the thing is one, for those that are listening, for entrepreneurs that have businesses, one, you don't go on autopilot. That means you don't just show up and go, hey, what we've been doing for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we're just going to continue doing until the cows come home. No, that's literally showing blinders. You're ignoring culture, right? And you're ignoring cultural shifts. You're ignoring opportunities. You're ignoring, wait a second, is the world the same today as it was a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 right. years ago? It's not. The world doesn't remain stagnant. So if you remain stagnant, you are literally fulfilling the prescription for becoming a dinosaur. Okay. So you want to be proactive. You want to be aware. You want to pay attention to shifts and such like that. You want to then look at, okay, there's a lot of noise out there. How am I going to introduce something that doesn't simply echo what my audience, the people that will be my prospective customers, that they haven't heard hundreds of times before? So you got to be ingenious. You've got to be willing to challenge the status quo. You've got to be willing to question, why not? What has nobody done before? Why not? Let's explore that. If you don't have that kind of inquisitive curiosity, you will be short-sighted. I can guarantee you, it's not like maybe you will be short-sighted. Okay.
You will have blind spots.
You will have numbered your days of relevance before business bites you in the ass and says, why the hell were you asleep at the wheel?
Yeah. Kodak had that moment, didn't they?
Why Kodak or Polaroid weren't the leaders in all the smartphone devices in terms of that phone technology? It's like, come on. Blockbuster had that moment. Yeah. Blockbuster was what? They were dedicated to what?
It was positioned to win, and they just let it go away.
Yeah, but then you go, why? Right? The interesting thing is, they were married to the wrong solution. What they were married to is, hey, we have a brick and mortar solution, and we want people to come in and get their, whether it's a VHS or DVD or whatever, we want them to come in. We want them to get out of their, get out of their home, drive to us, come into our shop, see what scraps are available, since usually by the time we showed up, all the good stuff was really taken already, right?
Yeah.
See what scraps are available. Then grab our Twizzlers and our malt balls and popcorn on our way out, right? And you know where their biggest source of revenue was? Late fees.
Candy, wasn't it?
So you and I were penalized for actually having a life.
Okay? Yeah.
That's their business model. And you wonder, it's like, interesting, right? Whereas Netflix was married to the right thing. They were married to the timeless thing. If you're developing a brand right now, or you're rebranding, you have a company and you're like, hey, we've lost our relevance. We lost our mojo. We used to be on top, but now we're second, third, or fourth tier. We're not seen as the leader anymore. Well, the thing is you need to be connected to the thing that's timeless. Values are timeless. Just Do It is timeless. Think Different is timeless. Entertainment is timeless. Entertainment doesn't say DVD, doesn't say brick and mortar, right?
Yeah, look how consistent over time the commitment that Coca-Cola has had to their brand. Mm-hmm. Even though they've evolved over time, the actual logo, the mark of Coke, has stayed consistent over time.
Yeah. But the interesting thing about Coke is that, Coke is kind of like, it's Coke, even though they're selling a soft drink, it's more than a soft drink. It's kind of like similar to like Starbucks is more than, you know, and I'm not a Starbucks fan. Howard Schultz, if you're listening to this, I'm not a fan of your coffee. You freaking roast it too long and it's too oily. You're cremating those freaking beans, not actually unleashing their potential. Just saying. But the thing is that what are people buying when they're buying a cup of Starbucks? They're buying the experience. They're buying that little oasis, that little bubble of, hey, I can hang out with like-minded people who are just digging, hanging out. Maybe they're doing something on their computer. Maybe they're just hanging out with some colleagues and stuff like that. But I'm buying the experience. It's much more than that cup of coffee, right?
Yeah.
And Coke is much more than that, just that soft drink. And Nike is much more than a pair of sneakers, right?
Yeah.
Brands have to be big. Brands have to be big today.
So I want to talk a little bit about the brand associated with content creation. You put out some amazing content. You always make me think. You always incite this idea that we can do better. We will do better. There's ingenuity in this process. So how do you position branding alongside the content creation process? And how do you decide what content goes out and how it goes out and how it gets delivered? What's your thought process?
Totally. All right. Well, the first thing is that you've got to know what you stand for. So like, I know that I stand for, intelligent defiance, right? In other words, not being boxed in, going deep in the factor of stuff that's meaningful, that's thought provoking, defying gravity and rising above the noise. I mean, the thing is, ultimately, we're talking about what? Rising above the noise. Yeah. And so I know that's what I stand for. And so when that happens, I'm looking at two things. I'm looking at two things. And if you're those that are involved in creating content that are listening to this, this is a gold nugget for you. I'm looking at the micro, which is the immediate, that thing that I'm dropping. And at the same time, I'm looking at the overarching, what's the narrative that I am actually providing? Like there's like some overarching storyline that unites all of those things. So that gives me the breadth and the room to talk about people, talk about buying habits, talk about consumers, talk about entrepreneurs, talk about brands that make me stop in my tracks, talk about signage that actually is like, holy mackerel, why didn't somebody think of that before? Because my umbrella, my context is big, but there's a connecting strand. And where I first got a taste of that, for those that have been in business for a while, like Fast Company magazine is the magazine about progressive companies, about innovation and progressive companies. Well, and I have a column in Fast Company. Well, the thing that was interesting to me, Fast Company, probably in the mid 90s, literally every month they'd come out. It was, I kid you not, it was almost an inch thick with content. It wasn't an inch thick of, and 75% of it was ads. It was an inch thick. And I think 65 to 70% of it, probably 70% of it was editorial, well-written, thoughtful editorial. And you could have in one publication, a janitor of a high school and the conductor to a world-class symphony, to a dancer in a ballet a troupe, to to Picasso's niece, and the CEO of a franchise. And you go, what the freaking hell? What does all this shit have to do? Well, how does this all fit under this big umbrella?
Where's the thread that holds it together?
And the thread that held it all together, that unified, allowed all those things to make sense, was they all innovated and did not get lazy and complacent on accepting what was handed to them in the form of a job description, in the form of a responsibility, in the form of their role in the world. They didn't get lazy. And so that was the unifying strand. So it made sense. So with my stuff, you'll find there's a unifying strand of rising above the noise, of defying gravity, of not settling for just the ordinary and the obvious. And so that's the unifying strand. So I look at the micro, the individual piece, and at the same time, I'm looking at the big overarching thing. Is this contributing to that? And that's how people get to know me. So that's what I would say. And here's one other last little bit. Am I providing some sort of an aha? Right? Wow. That's the thing. You know, am I, if my job is to help you and to provide value to you, it's got to result in an aha. Now, sometimes that aha is like, huh, that was a good break in my day. And it might just be a chuckle. Or the aha might be, holy shit, I never saw marketing that way before.
Yeah.
I never saw branding that way before. I didn't realize that branding could actually unite a company. I didn't realize that branding could be something that would allow a company to attract greater talent and retain great talent, as well as attract new customers. You know, I mean, so there's all these opportunities and all these things that come together. So that's the thing. The aha, I always look at the aha. Am I giving enough aha moments to people?
I really love that idea, that concept of, you know, delivering value. You know me, I've always been surrounded around the idea of what relationships can I build? What communication can I create that allows other people to highlight other people? You know, that's what the Pirate Broadcast is all about. However, I was on the show, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, and it dawned on me that the Pirate Broadcast is not about pirates. And if you're searching for a live stream about business, it probably needs a little bit more explanation. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm going to have to reflect on that. And so Rise Above the Noise is much like the same thing, is you have to put it in context in order to understand what noise you're talking about. And you're very specific in branding, helping entrepreneurs in that message. So that's happened over time. That's a commitment over time that mm-hmm. message just gets permeated over all the airwaves. So with that being said, what can we think of as entrepreneurs as, you know, people, you know, growing a brand or thinking about a brand or just, you know, navigating through the waters? Because, I mean, right now you can fire up a website and it takes nothing to put something together.
Right.
However, not the deep thought that goes into it, you know, those three layers that you're thinking about, you know, the micro and the macro and how the impact is going to make it.
Yeah.
That has to take a little bit of time and effort to go into that. And that's where talent comes in. Right, David?
Yes, I would agree. But at the same time, it also is a matter of start. The hardest one will be your first. Your first of anything. I always tell people, your first will be your worst. It will be. You'll look back at it in 6 months, you'll go, oh my God, what was I thinking?
That was an experiment.
What did I do with my hair? How come I was squinting? How come the lighting was so bad that I looked like a witness protection video where it was only a silhouette? I mean, you know, what the hell was going on there, right? So, you know, so the first is going to be, your first will be your worst. Just know it.
And just
go with it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even, you know, and so that's one thing. The other thing is that if, you know, if you're kind of like, damn, I see so many people and so many entrepreneurs waffling these days, really waffling in a tough way. And that's why, like, you know, in 2020, last year, I put together my masterclass. I put together a 9-week masterclass. It has like freaking changed lives. It's insane what it's done for people, because people usually don't have, unless they've hired me to do their branding, they don't usually have that much access to me like that. And so even if they were to watch all my videos on YouTube and whatever like that, it's like, do you want me to mentor you for 9 weeks? So that's what I put together. I put together this mentorship masterclass program, and I've had 44 entrepreneurs do it. They've generated over $35 million in revenue and business and sales for themselves that they did not have on the, they didn't have it on the board before. All of a sudden they were looking at opportunities. I had one person just from, when you start to get down these mechanics and these principles, and you understand them to their core, I have one guy. Last year they did $1 million in sales. This year, end of this year, 2021, they'll do $20 million. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, literally a 20x transformation just because they now know how to navigate. So the key thing is you got to know how to navigate. And so you got to have the tools. And you got to be a master of those tools. Not a slave of those tools. That's the difference. Too often like, oh, just do a funnel. Just do a blah, blah. Just do a da-da-da-da. And you're a slave to that thing. And the bottom line is no. If you are not the driver, if you're not the one steering that ship, then you're screwed.
How has video content changed? This is a selfish ask. How has video content changed the landscape for entrepreneurs to get their message out there and just to get started?
Well, it's been good in that it allows, it introduces a level of intimacy that wasn't there before. But at the same time, and I'm just to give you a broader context, you know, you could look at platforms like Clubhouse and you say, well, that was a level of intimacy because that was not pre-recorded, not pre-scripted, not edited, not, you know, produced and all this kind of stuff. See, you know, so that's just an audio experience, but it was kind of like very, not everybody shined on that because not everybody could think on their feet. Right. Yeah. Video, I think, is great. But again, I'm going to repeat what I said earlier. Don't go into it just going, I'm going to do a video. Trust me. When you said that, if you were the one saying that, trust me, at the same moment, there were at least 172,000 other individuals on planet Earth saying that at the same exact moment.
Time.
How are you going to differentiate yourself from those others out there? What are you going to do that's going to add more value, do it differently? You know, and look, different is better than better, okay? Yeah. Don't get the idea, well, I've got to have all this high production values. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to hire. I got to build up a studio. And I've got to do this. I got to have a makeup artist. And I've got to wear fancy clothes and special lighting. And really sexy people have to be standing on to the left of me and to the right of me to make me really like look really incredible.
Yeah.
Kind of get over it. The bottom line is get more intelligent. Get more ingenious.
Ingenious.
But that's the thing that I would say. Be ingenious. Yeah.
Well, after 500, almost nearly 500 episodes, I'm thinking about these things on a daily basis. How can I evolve? What is it that I can do to support and highlight other people in a different way, unique and different way? So after 500 episodes, I'm going to reset and see what I can come up with. So.
Yeah. Well, to me, look, I mean, if you get this pirate thing, you get the pirate theme. It's like, you know, you're helping people unearth their buried treasure. I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like unearth your treasure. So
that's right.
I love the fact that you have been in this so long, David. I really appreciate you joining us. You know, commitment is key in any business, in any endeavor. And I know that there's so many things that we have that are just noise. You know, there's a lot of things that are going out there that we have to cut through and decide, okay, is this for me or is this for somebody else? And so making sure that the ingenuity is there, the creativity is there, and different. Be different.
And don't do just your version of what's already been done 1,000 times before. If you're going to do it, disrupt. Add a new wrinkle to it, add a new facet to it that nobody has done before, you know, because, you know, it's like, look, there's, you know, I forget the numbers. I mean, the numbers are staggering, the amount of videos and video content that are up there and stuff like that. It's and don't insane. Be disillusioned. Yeah. And don't be disillusioned. Don't be disillusioned when you go like, oh, damn it. I only got like X number of views. That's fine. So what? Yeah. I mean, Gary V will be the first one to tell you nobody was watching his wine TV, you know, show on YouTube.
For the first 5 years, nobody's watching it.
Yeah. You know, and he just kept at it. He just kept at it, you know, but he became the authority. And it's like, but just by keep showing up, there's authority. So, you know, but that's the thing. It's like ingenuity. And, you know, and seriously, I'll tell you, If people really, if the people that are listening to this and watching this, if they want to jumpstart their thing, you know, reach out to someone who they feel can really help them, or certainly you're more than welcome to you know, reach out to me and, you know, pop me a question, and who knows, and you know, maybe
highly recommended. Yeah. So
appreciate it.
I love your work, man. I love what you're doing. I love the continued effort that you put out into the world and the ROI that you share on a regular basis. So thank you for taking the time to be here on Winject Studios. And we're pursuing this week. This week's theme is commitment, growing your commitment and being committed to your effort and your work as it relates to podcasting, broadcasting, live streaming, creating content and being creative. So I love the fact that you were able to catch up and connect with us today, David. So until we meet again, any last parting words that nuggets of knowledge you want to share with the community here?
I would say just don't get lazy, don't get complacent, and don't give up.
You don't fail till you quit, right?
100%. 100%.
Thank you, friend. And thank you so much for being here on Winject Studios. We're committed to helping podcasters, broadcasters improve, grow, and build authority in the brand. If you ever need anything, reach out to us, connect with us at winject.com, and we'll see you next week. Take care. Perfect.
All right.
Podcast is Excellent. Brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.